ghost noises.
Yeah, that was a spooky intro.
Whoa, was that new intro music?
Whoa, that was a Halloween one.
Hey, man, what are you saying? This is going to be a Halloween themed episode?
It's partially.
Pretty much all.
Yeah.
Pretty much all. Yeah. Andrew Howard Mills.
My man.
He's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, that's my man.
He made a comment on the Facebook page and said, hey, why don't you guys do like a Halloween episode where you tell him about your favorite Halloween things? Sounds good to me. We didn't have anything else planned.
He's dying for it because they don't have Halloween in the UK.
No, they don't have that over there.
No.
He's in the UK, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I can't say exactly where. Well, these are ours.
Well, I'm going to try and relate everything to Halloween. Anything I talk about.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Because there's other things I wanted to talk about, but I'm going to try and relate them to Halloween in some way.
Oh, you're very prepared.
First of all, Chris Henderson sent us a little snack treat.
Little treat. A trick or treat.
Mary delivered it for us. It's a trick or treat. It's the treat.
He's not going to get tricked.
It's not going to trick us. It's from the Popcorn Factory, and it's Buffalo Ranch popcorn. And this guy on the front, I guess he's supposed to be a popcorn, but he's dressed up in a Halloween costume.
Ah, yeah, he's dressed as a cowboy. Yeah.
A cowboy in a Halloween suit.
For the ranch part of it. And the Buffalo part of it.
Open these up.
And straight from...
smell good.
Straight from the cupboard of my mother. My mother's cupboard. Straight from my mother's cupboard. Snyder's of Hanover.
These are good.
Peanut butter filled pretzels.
That does taste like buffalo sauce. That's really good.
I bet it is good. I'm opening these too. These are exactly what you think they would be.
I love those things, man.
I do too.
They're my favorite.
You know, Snyder's not offering anything new with these.
No. People have done the pretzel filled nugget.
It's been done to death, but you know what? You're Snyder's, you're making pretzels.
They expect you to do it.
Why not go ahead and throw your hat in the ring? Just say, look, if you might as well buy ours if you're going to buy any other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Try some of this popcorn.
All right.
Hmm.
So I went to the drive-in the other night.
What did you try to see there?
We saw Ghostbusters. You know, ghosts, Halloween.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters. It was Hotel Transylvania
2. Were you afraid of them, or?
I wasn't afraid of no ghosts.
Okay.
So the Holiday Auto Theater, it was playing Hotel Transylvania 2, which was a head-scratcher to me. Why would you play the second one? And then followed by Ghostbusters.
I didn't even know anything about that movie. That's a new movie, isn't it, right?
No, it's not that new, because it's on demand, I think, now.
Hmm.
It's an Adam Sandler CGI movie where he's Dracula or whatever. It's a sequel to Hotel Transylvania. It's like a kids animated
movie. Yeah, I guess I kind of knew about the first one.
I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know why. Well,
how'd they do two of them?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We went for Ghostbusters, obviously.
Yeah, right.
So we went and we played a Ghostbusters board game in the car and kind of made a night of it. And the movie started up. And there were these brat kids down in front of the screen. Yeah. This is a drive-in, right? Yeah. Most people don't actually sit in their cars at the drive-in. They put their lawn chairs out, or if you got an SUV like we do, you sit in the back of the SUV and enjoy the night air and watch the movie. These brat kids, man, they were down there. They were screaming down in front of the screen. There's like a little grassy area in front of the screen.
A grassy
and
knoll.
They were yelling back and forth and chasing each other. And these glow stick frisbee disc things, they were throwing them up in front of the screen. I'm just sitting there and I'm like, this is ridiculous, man. Where are these kids' parents?
And where's...
Is anybody doing anything about this?
And where's the...
The people that work there.
The authority, yes.
I went to the concession area because I wanted to tell somebody and say, you gotta shut these kids up or do something here. I mean, I let my kids play around and everything, but if there's a time and place for it, and ruining a movie for everybody else there is not the time or place.
That's not the time or place.
And so it was locked up. I couldn't get in. Couldn't find anybody. So I went back to the car. And
you got no concessions.
And then it just kept happening. And Blaze was like, I'm going to find somebody and say something, man. I'm like, dude, I just tried that. There's nobody there. And so they have this little cart. They have this golf cart that goes around. And I saw a bunch of other patrons going up and trying the same thing. And this golf cart goes going around. I'm like, whoa, wait a second. I stopped the golf cart. And I was like, you guys got to do something. He's like, I know, the kids in front of the thing. He's like, we're going to go take care of it right now. We've had a few complaints. They called up to the front area. We're going to go take care of it. And so they went down there, and the one guy had stopped, and he said, man, if I'd have done that as a kid, my parents would have just beat my butt, man. Would have been this would not have happened. I'm like, exactly. It's so rude. So they go down there, and they talk to him, and a few of them go away. And then a car comes up to get some of them, but the car just stays there. And they let the kids stay down there. The parents just down there with them, and she's kind of going, okay, okay. And so they stop for a while, and then all of a sudden they start to mess with the trees over to the side, throwing their light rings into it and then laughing. And the parent is right there, just doesn't care. Just absolutely doesn't care about the fact that they're ruining everything. So then they start climbing the tree, and it's like pitch black night, trying to climb the tree where they've thrown their light rings up and gotten them stuck. And so I went back again, and I'm like, look, dude, you got to do something about these kids. They got to go. Now they're climbing your trees, and if they fall out of your trees, you're going to be the one that gets sued. He's like, yeah, I'm going to go take care of it right now. I'm kicking them out. And so he went and he kicked them out and everything. But I was just appalled by the fact. So if this parent, for somehow, happens to be listening to this show, you're a horrible parent.
Bad parent.
Because you just let your kids go wild and do whatever they want. And it's really not the kid's fault at that point. It's your fault because you're a horrible parent.
You've been a bad parent this whole time.
You're a bad parent, and now your child thinks that they're so privileged they can ruin things for everybody else. You're the problem with our society that you're raising this. This is the person they're going to become, where they don't care about anyone else but themselves and the enjoyment that they've got of everything.
Nothing ruins something else like other people. Nothing can ruin something like other people.
Yep. It was still awesome seeing it. It was a great time. And the holiday, I mean, they did take care of it. They got him out of there. But just have respect for other people. You know, it's not that hard. Think of something that you enjoy and think about somebody coming in and ruining that. Would you enjoy that? No, you wouldn't. So don't do that to somebody else.
I don't understand paying money to go into a place.
Exactly.
Just to do something you can do for free at a park or somewhere else.
We were saying the same thing. Me and the kids were just like, couldn't you just do this at a park? Like, why are you here? If you wanted to see Hotel Transylvania, that's over now. Go home. Go home and play in your yard.
Yeah.
There's no reason to stay here and play and make a bunch of noise and ruin the time for everybody else. So, but it's still an awesome scene.
Welcome to the Hotel Transylvania.
That's what the song is based on, is that movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was still awesome. It's my first time ever seeing Ghostbusters at a drive-in, so that was really neat. So that was cool.
That's cool.
So there's some trailers that have hit lately. And a lot of them are for movies that people would dress up for at Halloween.
Let's save the best for last.
You know? We'll save the best for last.
Okay.
The Rogue One trailer hit.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
You know,
the newest one, yeah.
I'm still kind of being cautious about my excitement about Rogue One, but it was definitely the best trailer of the bunch, I think.
Yeah. I saw it on the big screen.
Oh, did you?
Not that trailer, but the other trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The previous trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really cool on the big screen.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be a theater movie.
It is going to be a theater movie.
So I'll probably get around to see it. I don't know if I'll go opening weekend.
I don't think I will either.
But
it's not one of those things where if you don't see it opening weekend, something's going to be ruined for you. Spoiler warning, they get the plans of the Death Star and they get them away. Some people will probably die.
Ah, shoot.
That's what's going to happen. It's not like Force Awakens where if you didn't go early, it was going to get ruined for you.
Yeah.
This is more of a movie you can take your time seeing it. There was also the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 teaser trailer.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's a very quick teaser. Mm. If you like the first one, it seems like this is more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're not blazing any new ground here. It's just the same kind of thing. A lot of these, I'm watching and I'm like, man, these will make good Halloween costumes, though. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Watching all these trailers.
I see you're tying that in.
There's some great Halloween costumes in here.
Yeah, okay.
And then the last one of the new trailers, unless you can think of a different one.
Well, Jack Reacher, the second Jack Reacher movie is out.
You don't see a lot of Jack Reacher costumes.
You don't.
I gotta be honest.
You don't. But it'd be an easy one to make.
It would be an easy one to make.
So
a custom figure of Jack Reacher would not be easy to make.
Wouldn't be easy to make. But someone could make it.
Someone could make it
in one night.
Tom Cruise's company might comment on it and say that's really neat. We'd like to talk to you about it, share it, something like that, and then never do that.
And then never do that. That could happen. So the first movie was good. I think the second one looks good. I don't think it's gonna be as good, you know. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason. What else? It seemed like there was another trailer. Oh, there are other trailers, like the Max Steel trailer.
That's out now, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Oh, yeah, it is out. It is tanking mm-hmm. here. It might do well overseas. I don't know.
Who knows?
I doubt it. I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing Max Steel. The Power Rangers trailer also, mm-hmm. which just kind of looks like a stinker.
I don't need edgy, outcast Power Rangers.
That's what you're going to get, though. I don't need Power Rangers, period. But anyway, once in a while, seems like once in a great while now, a trailer for a movie comes out
Knocks your socks off.
And it knocks your socks off, and it makes you say, okay, I'm definitely going to go see
and
that.
And you want to rewatch the trailer.
And you want to watch, yeah, that's the right. You want to watch it several times.
Yeah, and even though you know everything's coming in the trailer, and you know the feel you're going to have for the trailer, you just want to experience it again because it's like, well, that was a really.
It's good enough to be like a mini movie, basically. Yeah. It tells you, yeah. So
it gets you actually excited about a movie maybe that you weren't even that excited about, that you weren't even interested in, and a trailer is just that good.
Yep.
That gets you to go, wow, that's completely not on my radar, and now it's at the top of my list.
Yep.
And that's the Logan trailer.
Yep. Everybody's talking about that.
Man, that just came out of nowhere. It's just a perfect trailer.
It's really good.
It's really great. It's subdued. It intrigues you. It doesn't give away the whole movie. It's got a great choice of song. Mm-hmm. It's got awesome scenes. I love that it looks like there's actual practical stuff going on in the movie, like when they're driving the truck. And it looks like he's really driving it and turning it. It's got character moments, little snippets of them, like where it shows him smiling at the little girl, and Professor X kind of looking at the both of them and kind of smiling. He looks great. He looks grizzled and old. It doesn't look like an X-Men movie,
right?
Which is something I didn't think I'd hear myself saying, like that would be a good thing to take a comic book film and make it not look like a comic book film. But I'm so kind of burnt out now on comic book films. That one that doesn't look like a comic book film is more intriguing to me.
Well,
now.
There's a difference, and I think for Logan, I mean, for Wolverine, for Logan, for that character, this is where he needs to be a little bit more than all the CG stuff. Like when Origins came out, I was hoping that's what it would be because it was like he's a lumberjack and he's just out. That's all I want is Logan.
And it was over the top.
Just being Logan, you know, he's gonna cut some wood or do whatever, and he's gonna get in a little bit of trouble. That was not what that was.
That was not what that was at all.
And the last movie, I think, was a little bit closer to being... I was just like, just be Logan. Like, he's out in Japan or whatever. He gets in a little bit of trouble. This movie seems like exactly what I wanted out of those first two. It's just...
It looks like a perfect swan song for the character, too. Yeah. To be like... And, to go out with this, just focus on the character. Not building into another movie or, you know, giant CGI scenes. Just a really character-focused movie. I'm still upset about the rated R thing. And
is it rated R?
It's the one that's rated R. I always feel like that's just going to be a response to Deadpool being rated R. And, we finally get an R. We needed that R-rated Wolverine movie. I still don't think it needed to be rated R.
Yeah.
I saw the Red Band trailer, and it just shows him popping the claws through a guy's skull.
Yeah. Skull.
I mean, as long as it doesn't interfere with the movie being what I now hope the movie to be.
Yeah.
Then I don't really mind the rating as much. I'm still... Hopefully I can take Blaze to see it. Hopefully maybe even it's not to the point where Keaton couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a really...
I feel like it might be.
It may be too much for Keaton, but I think Blaze could probably handle it. But I even like the introduction of... which I didn't think I was going to enjoy. The X-23 thing. The young girl where they're obviously grooming a new character to take over that kind of slot for Wolverine. Yeah. It's like Lone Wolf and Cub or something like that.
Yeah.
It looks very neat to me, him defending, like, having a little girl to take care of.
Yeah.
I mean, because I have a daughter now that I think I like that connection of a father, and even though it's not a father and daughter in this, it is, in some ways, going to be played like
It's a time-tested formula. I mean, there was also True Grit.
Exactly.
Similar thing.
I rewatched that again the other day. Not the new one, the original one.
The original one. It's great, isn't it?
It's great. It's so great. It's really great.
It's great.
And I was talking to my dad about it. He's like, you really need to give the Jeff Bridges one a chance. It really is a good movie. You just can't compare it.
Yeah.
Don't just sit there and compare it. That brings me to something else. Are we still on this?
We can move on from it, but I'm very excited about the movie.
I can't wait to see it. We should go see that.
We should. I was intrigued anyway, just because it's Hugh Jackman's last outing, and so I thought that, you know, I'm going to miss him, even though I'm not so attached. It's just he's been part of this whole thing and the culture.
Yeah.
And
I mean, X-Men, I mean, I know we had Spider-Man and we had, you know, Blade, but the X-Men films really did kind of, those first couple really helped usher in this era of comic book films. And we're oversaturated now, but... Back then we weren't, when it was Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, it was important. It was important.
And seeing it, I figure it's probably Patrick Stewart's last ride,
probably,
too. I think he said something to that effect, but I can't remember. seeing this as their last outing as those characters, it is a bit like, wow, that's it. That's the end of an era, man.
I mean, he's been hanging on to it for, what?
Nine outings, I think it is.
15 years? Yeah, I think he's done 20, it. Something like
I think it's his ninth time
doing so, it. And him liking the character, and you never hear him say anything bad about playing.
He always talks about how much he enjoys playing.
So that's it's just really cool.
Speaking of comparing films to an old film, I think we said our piece about the Ghostbusters reboot.
Sure, yeah.
We don't need to get into it again.
Well, no, we don't need it again.
But I do want to say something to those that are defending the Ghostbusters reboot and want to tell people that don't like it to be quiet.
Yeah.
Or to elevate it more. A bad thing to do is to say, well, it's definitely better than Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad thing to say. And there's two reasons why. First of all, it's really not better than Ghostbusters 2. I know that's my opinion speaking,
yeah.
But it's really not better than Ghostbusters 2.
It's not.
You need to rewatch Ghostbusters 2 because I'm sick of people still on this bandwagon that Ghostbusters 2 was not good. No, Ghostbusters 2 is good.
Right.
It came out in a year that was overcrowded with other films. It was up against Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. It was up against Batman, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Star Trek V. All these big films came out in 89, and some films got lost in the shuffle. Star Trek V is really not that bad, but it came out in 89 and got obliterated because it came out in 89. Ghostbusters came out right before Batman, so it didn't have a long-lasting effect. It couldn't keep going. And the only way it fails a little bit is if you compare it to the original.
Yeah.
If it's all on its own, it's a solid movie. I really enjoy Ghostbusters 2.
Box office aside, it does. It holds up.
It delivers what you want out of a Ghostbusters
funny.
Film.
All those guys are still...
Always funny.
Still right in their prime.
There are so many laugh-out-loud moments in Ghostbusters 2. So that's the first thing.
Rick Moranis
really
steps it up. He's even better in that movie, I think.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is, to defend a film, don't dog somebody else's film. That's a bad idea. If you want the new Ghostbusters to stand on its own, then don't immediately bring up one of the old films to compare it to. Because you're inviting everyone to go, oh, you're telling me, you're trying to tell me, like exactly what I'm just saying. You're trying to tell me that this new thing is better than this thing that I've loved for so long? I'm immediately going to go into it thinking that, no, it's not. I'm not even going to give this movie a chance then.
Yeah.
Don't compare it to something old in order to make yourself sound, or in order to make the new thing sound better. Because that's a big mistake. Just go into it and say, no, it's a really fun, different movie. Or if that's what you want your stance to be. Or say, it's a different kind of comedy, or it's this, or it's that. I really enjoyed it for what it is. And don't compare it to the originals. You're just inviting people to get mad at you. You're inviting a fight. You're inviting people to then compare it unfairly to originals. It's just not a good idea. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, and you do like the new Ghostbusters film, just a friendly piece of advice, don't use your defense as it's better than Ghostbusters 2. It's not going to help you at all.
You got to move.
It's better just to stand on its own.
You got to let them go, man.
It's crazy to me. I keep seeing that
people are gonna,
defense, and I'm like, that is so silly. Yeah. That is such a silly defense to say. It's a dumb idea with a movie that's this kind of it's split everybody so much, and it's so talked about and so, you know, bombarded with all the different stuff that's going on with it, and so much people that love those original films so much that don't like it and don't want to give it a chance. The real way to make them not give it a chance is to tell them that it's better than the originals. That's a surefire way that they won't give it a chance.
Yeah.
So if you really want them to give it a chance, don't say that. Don't say that. Bad idea.
Yeah.
But people do dress up as Ghostbusters for Halloween.
I see, Halloween. So. There are ghosts involved.
And there's ghosts.
Yeah.
There's ghosts.
Costumes.
Speaking of ghosts.
Are you afraid of...
I'm not afraid of any ghosts. I don't step on your toes here. You got something else?
Man, I didn't write anything down.
My buddy Coy, he sent me this message, and he said, you got to check out this YouTube video. It's an old Leonard Nimoy special thing from the early 90s. About a show, I guess, they did about hauntings or strange things. I don't remember the show at all, and I love Leonard Nimoy. I remember In Search Of, but I don't remember the show so much where he's like the narrator. And it's all about this haunted Toys R Us in Sunnyvale, California. Do you know anything about this?
I know.
I recommend people go to YouTube and look at this. It's a ridiculous, cheesy video, because it's like an early 90s, almost like an Unsolved Mysteries knockoff type of thing. But it's filmed at the Toys R Us, in there, like the storeroom, inside the store, outside the store, talking about this Toys R Us, which would not happen today.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way if somebody was reporting that Toys R Us was haunted, that Toys R Us would be like, you know what? That's cool. Yeah, go ahead and make a documentary in the store about it being haunted by a guy that accidentally killed himself to scare little kids as much as possible. Let's make sure the kids don't go anywhere near our Toys R Us, and let's participate in this thing you're going. But it's filmed in the Toys R Us. It's a ridiculous thing about how it was built on what used to be this old ranch house or whatever.
They built it on Rock and Roll, I think.
Yeah, and the farmhand guy was in love with the daughter, and he accidentally hurt himself with a leg, and he bled to death, and now he's got this unrequited love, and there was a haunting in 82, and this psychic came in, and she had a psychic reading, and they took infrared pictures, and they could see, like, a ghost that was there, and he would, like, knock stuff off shelves and everything. But it was really interesting to watch, not for all that aspect, but for seeing a Toys R Us storeroom from, like, 1991 or whatever this was made in. I mean, the whole reenactment is from a time of 1982, but they don't change any of the toys. You don't really see any of the toys on the shelves. But then you find out later on in the episode that's filmed in the 90s. But the storeroom is awesome. And it's exactly what, as a kid, I imagined the Toys R Us storerooms to be like, with just cases and cases of toys.
And filled with candy.
Just filled with toys.
Toys and candy.
But you and I both worked at Toys R Us.
Yes, we did.
In the late 90s, early 2000s, whatever. Yeah. I worked seasonal night crew. And the storeroom was such a disappointment from what you imagined as a kid. You imagined cases and cases of toys.
Yeah.
No, it's like a couple bikes, some swimming pools, and crap you don't care about in the back storeroom.
Yep.
The only merchandise that Toys R Us has nowadays is what they get off the truck and throw on the shelf.
Right.
Or overstock on the top shelves. There's no magical storeroom anymore where there's hidden cases of Star Wars and Silver Hawks and all this different stuff. It's just, they get the stuff off the truck, they put it on the shelves.
Like KB Toys.
But back then, they did have cases and cases of stuff in the back. And it was really neat to see that old, and the effects are so cheesy and ridiculous on this thing.
Sure.
But it is crazy to think that Toys R Us participated in this, too. Like, they were cool with, you know, that's cool. Let everybody know we're haunted.
Yeah, get a little, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Just come on in. Let the kids meet the ghost, you know. It's the ghost of the most. Come by and see him. So look it up. Haunted Toys R Us on YouTube. Sunnyvale, California.
So we'll have to check that out.
Yeah. All right. So that's all the stuff I needed to talk about. Other than Halloween goodies.
Okay. What you just said got me thinking about KB Toys.
I loved KB Toys, man.
I did too. You know, they're overpriced.
They're overpriced. You couldn't really find a lot of good stuff to put in, like a trick-or-treat basket or anything like that there, because it was so expensive.
Once in a while, you'd find some role-play items that you could use for costumes, weapons, things like that.
Whoopins.
They did discount things pretty well when they did. But KB was unique. They had this, like, this old stuff. Like, I remember going in there finding Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Way after those were gone.
And
I was
before,
like,
they did those whole, like, anniversary re-releases, too.
Right.
Like, they were, like, they were re-releases, but they weren't called re-releases.
It was
very weird.
It was very weird. And it seemed KB only got that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had, like, Exo Squad. All the Exo Squad stuff got re-released under a different name with different colors, but it was still. And KB's the only place that had those. And I was like, what is this?
And they had that silly thing where the price tags were pre-printed with, like, a red marker. Like, it was, like, a price was slashed out that was printed, and it was made to look like, say it was,
like,
the pre-printed price was $12.99. It had, like, a red marker through it, and then it said, like, $7.99.
Right.
But all that was pre-printed on there.
And it was $5.99 everywhere else.
It was $5.99 everywhere else. You thought you were getting a good deal by that red marker.
That's what they were trying to do.
They marked out the old price.
That was,
everything was marked out.
That was their whole strategy,
that
probably,
stick,
and that's why they don't they're not here anymore.
They're gone. I miss them.
I did like stopping in there just to see some of the novelty stuff. They had a bunch of stuff that no place else.
Well, it was nice having a toy store in a mall.
Right.
You know?
It's like nowadays, you know, they get those, well, I guess it's a Toys R Us Express is what
Toys
it is.
Right around, like, the holidays.
And those are not very fun.
Mm-mm.
Not very fun at all. No.
It's like the stuff that isn't selling at Toys R Us goes over there.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's all you get out of a Toys R Us.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
All right. So, Andrew wanted us to talk about, like, things we love about Halloween.
Yeah.
About the season. So I made a list of things I love about Halloween now, and things maybe I loved as a kid. So it's going to be all over the place for me.
That's fine.
It might be stuff that I'm liking now, or maybe stuff that I liked as a kid.
I'm just going to...
Memories.
I'm just going to be... I'm here for the ride.
You didn't write anything down, did you?
I've got it all in my head.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to talk about Halloween movies.
Yeah.
I love scary movies.
You do?
I watch scary movies. But there are certain ones that are either I watched a lot as a kid around Halloween, or that I enjoy watching now.
Yeah.
With my kids at Halloween. And that's Ghostbusters, of course.
Of course.
It's an all-year-round movie, but it's especially fun to watch it around Halloween.
Of course.
Monster Squad, I loved as a kid.
Monster Squad is really cool.
An awesome film. I don't think my kids have seen Monster Squad yet. So I really need to let them watch it now that they're getting older and they can handle monster movies and stuff. Nightmare Before Christmas. Both a Christmas movie and a Halloween movie.
Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Yep. Yeah. And then there's the animated specials, like we just watched last night, The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. It's great every year. I remember as a kid really liking the Ghostbusters Primetime Halloween special. Hmm. There was a primetime episode that was better animated than had like more money put in the animation, and there was like a song number in it. It was really good.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, this is really awesome. I'm watching Ghostbusters in primetime. It's Halloween. And then the Garfield Halloween special. I liked that a lot as a kid, too. Those are the ones I remember the most. I'm sure my mom loves Halloween, and Halloween was big every year in our house. So I'm sure there were lots more that we would watch, but those are ones that really stick with me. If you're talking about like the Freddy's and Jason's and all that stuff, I watch those and I like those. But the only one that really I enjoy watching around Halloween is Halloween. Michael Myers Halloween.
Yeah.
That's the only one of those slasher films that, to me, really, it's like Halloween time's the time to watch it.
Right.
All the other ones, you can watch Friday the 13th any time of the year.
Right.
Freddy Krueger, you watch any time of the year, but...
It's Halloween. It's a Halloween, movie.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, John Carpenter.
It's really good.
It's
the most solid out of all those movies.
Absolutely.
You know, it's actually a really good movie.
Yeah.
And not just a scare you and cut up the, you know... teenage kids at the camp type thing.
It doesn't rely on too much gore or...
Yeah.
It's
more suspense than...
It's really good. Movies I watched as a kid... My house was very different. Halloween was not really a big deal. But there was a movie called Witches. Do you remember that?
Oh, the Witches of Eastwick. Yep.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about, right?
That's it.
Yep. Hocus Pocus.
The one I'm talking about, yeah.
Hocus Pocus. Yeah. I think I do remember Witches.
It had Angelica Houston, I think, was the...
I think I do remember this.
Oh, the witch, and all the witches were actually bald. They got dressed up, and they were... It took place in this hotel in England or something like that.
I do remember this.
It was a really... It was like a bizarre movie.
You're the kind of kid that would have loved Christmas Vacation 2.
Yeah, probably.
That's all you had.
It's all I had. Some neighbor let me borrow it on VHS, and that was it.
That was your outlet for Halloween.
Yeah, there was that... I can't think of any other.
Yeah, I mean.
I wasn't too into scary movies. I'm still not too. I do like Halloween.
I grew up on that stuff, man.
Yeah.
My mom was way into it.
Psycho.
Yep.
I remember watching Psycho when I was pretty young. And I was freaked out.
I was
freaked out by it.
Yeah.
The Shining when you were two.
I was two.
That's too early.
Not for my parents.
No, you did it.
Nope.
That explains
a
lot.
My mom would do crazy stuff.
Explains a lot.
She's still way into Halloween. I mean, she doesn't do much with it anymore because she doesn't have little ones. But she would make all my costumes.
Yeah.
And I do that myself now. I make the kids' costumes whenever I can. Which is nice because a lot of times they'll choose stuff that's not stuff that you can just go buy. Like when your kid wanted to be He-Man, and I had to make him He-Man. Blaze wanted to be the Michael Keaton Batman, and I had to make Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
And that came from my mom. My mom would always make my costumes. I would say, I want to be this zombie, and she would make an elaborate zombie costume. She would make her own fake skin. She'd make her own fake blood.
Blood.
Crazy stuff, man. I went as this deformed, derelict man one year, where I had like chunks of this big rotted nose and just chunks of stringy hair. And I had this deformed hand that, like, would pump out ooze. Like, it would pump out this green ooze. And I had a little pump in my pocket that she made. It would pump out this gross stuff. And I'd go to reach for the candy, and this ooze would drip out of my
hand. You got all in the candy basket.
So she was way into it. And she would also, like, do things to, like, deliberately, like, freak me out and scare me. Like, because it was fun.
Yeah.
She made, I came home one year from school, and she said, I may have told this story on the show before, I don't remember. I came home from school, And she's like, oh, your aunt Selma, or I can't remember the name she said. I think she was Aunt Selma. I can't remember. She said, she's here, and she just got in, and she's resting in the other room, because it was a long trip. But can you just go in and just, you know, just say hi to her? Because she said the minute you guys get home, she wants to see you guys and say hi because she hasn't seen you since you were a baby. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll go in. And so I go in, and there's, you know, the person laying in the bed. And I peel it back, and it was where she'd made this horrific, just disgusting, like, rotted corpse, like, flesh falling off the face type of thing. And she'd set up in this bed. And I screamed. I pulled back the cover, and it was just, it was horrendous. It was like out of a horror movie. And she was laughing and laughing. She's like, oh, I got you good. I got you good. And I had nightmares about it. And it was just like, it was the worst. But at the same time, I was like, this is awesome. This was way cool. And so, like, that's the kind of stuff she would do. She would just, like, it was, Halloween was, like, that was it. We loved Fun Christmas time. And everything, but that Halloween was what she lived for, man. It was Halloween. And we had, I'm sorry if I'm just
going. No, keep going.
Halloween was different, too, when we were growing up, because the schools were more into Halloween, too. Yeah. I felt like they decorated for Halloween, and Halloween, they had costume contests in the school, and I remember when, this is about a public school, we had this thing where they would take us all out, and we marched around the neighborhood, like we did like a parade around the neighborhood with all us in our costumes, just walking through the streets in the neighborhood, just this big group of kids with all these costumes on. And they, I remember my grandfather videotaped one year, and I'll have to try and find that videotape, because I would love to see those costumes again.
Yeah.
Those kids walking by. Not just my costume, what my mom had made, but all the other costumes, because that's another thing that I really loved about Halloween when we were kids, was the Ben Cooper costumes. Everything had a costume. Yeah. Strawberry Shortcake, G.I. Joe, Transformers, GoBots. Everything had those plasticky shell mask things and the vinyl-y outfit thing you could wear.
I had a laser tag.
Everything had it.
It was just a dude's face with a part of a helmet on it.
But they were laser tag. But, I miss those suits, because nowadays it's like if you're buying an outfit like a Halloween, it's usually that deluxe thing where they've made it. Yeah. And it's like a $70 suit to get like a Ninja Turtle full suit or something. Back then it was like $15. You got a half a Ninja Turtle mask and a vinyl thing you put on.
Yeah.
And you grabbed a couple sticks and taped them together, and you were Michelangelo.
You're just trying to get candy.
That's all you're trying to do is get candy.
Yeah.
But I loved that no matter how small or how insignificant we may look back at certain toy lines and say, Sectars, that was Flash in the Pan, they had Halloween costumes. GoBots had Halloween costumes. It was just anything. Centurions, Halloween costumes. Silverhawks, Halloween costumes. Everything.
When you're making them that cheap, you can do that.
You can do that. And there was such a variety. No matter what your favorite was a kid, you could have a costume for it.
Right.
And it wasn't like you had to go in and try and find something and piece something together. You want to be Quicksilver? Be Quicksilver. It's $15.
You know what? I'm not seeing a whole lot of fun costumes anymore. I'm saying there are some, but it's a lot of just like blood. It's like gore or slutty.
And that too, yeah. You shouldn't say that word in the show.
It's a valid word.
It is, but I don't think kids repeat.
Kids, don't repeat it.
Don't repeat that word.
Don't repeat that word.
Don't repeat that word.
We can beep it out if we want to.
No,
But that's something you don't want to be. So yeah, I'm not going to complain about Halloween costumes, but I've noticed that.
I mean, when we hand out candy, because we like to walk around, and we also like to hand out candy. Blaze is kind of old now, so he just does the hand out candy thing. And either I'll stay there with him or my dad will stay there with you. But yeah, the costumes that come through, and I love that kids are excited about it.
Yeah.
That is another thing, is that it's very exciting to me. You know, kids today, we think of them as they're just stuck in their phones, or you know, they're all about, you know, image, and I've got to have this nice clothes, and I've got to do this, and I play my iPod, and I've got a PS4, and I do this. The fact that there are still kids that spend the time to get dressed up, to just go around and walk and just get candy.
Yeah.
Like, you can go buy a bag of candy for $4.
Yeah.
But they take the time to dress up and go house to house.
To get a pillowcase
full of candy. It really reminds me that kids are still kids. You know, like, there's so much crap going on nowadays, and so much horrible stories about stuff that happens to kids. To just see a bunch of kids just out with this stuff on, just asking, you know, with smiles on their faces, trick or treat, trying to get candy. That's awesome.
I think
it's like, here's kids again.
I think kids will really just do whatever. They're into things that they're exposed to. So if you're, you know, if everybody else has got the iPhone, and I'm not saying nobody should have an iPhone. But, you know, kids, all their friends are getting iPhones, yeah. and their parents have iPhones, and their parents are on the phones all the time. I'm just saying, like you're saying, kids are kids. Oh, kids used to play outside. Yeah. Kids would still play outside if we facilitated that.
Exactly. And that's why I'm glad to see that how many stuck around and that there is still. And I hope it never really dies off. Because, I mean, there's
I don't think it will.
There's a lot of people that talk about like how their neighborhood they don't do it anymore. Yeah. My neighborhood, lucky, there's tons of kids.
Yeah.
They're out doing it still. But if you're a parent with your kid, make them a costume. Get them out there and have them out there with other kids. Just having fun, being outside and doing these things. And staying away from all the iPods and video games and all stuff for just a little while.
At least for a little while.
So but again, to see the variety that we had as kids as suits, though, was amazing. I loved all those that you could get whatever.
Yep.
And you could be whatever you wanted to be. As far as treats go, I love Reese's pumpkin eggs.
Yeah.
If you think about those.
If you're still getting the eggs at Halloween, maybe you should not eat
them. Eggs. I'm sorry, not eggs. The Reese's pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Reese's pumpkin shape.
Yeah.
Which is the best of the bunch. I mean, the Reese's trees are good. Christmas tree Reese's. And the Reese's eggs are good. But to me, I think that the pumpkin has more
peanut butter
to chocolate ratio.
It might.
It just seems like it's because like it's rounder. Out. Yeah, it's rounder, you know? so that's probably my favorite of the Halloween candies. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
My favorite Halloween candy? I like chewy things.
I know you
so don't. I think Reese's, Reese's is probably the score.
Yeah.
I will say that everybody's upset about those little things in the orange and black wrappers. They have no name on them.
Yeah.
It's basically like a bit of honey is what it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's like a hard.
Right. It's kind of it's hard at first, but it's chewy.
Yeah, it gets soft after
time. Every year I see people complain about those. Oh, these suck. Nobody eats these. Why?
Why not?
They're delicious. It tastes like peanut butter and honey. What are you upset about?
Because it's that instant gratification. Like you just said, you got to wait a second for it to get soft.
Well,
I want to be a minute. Oh, I want to. I want to eat the next piece.
I think because they don't have anything flashy on the wrapper. It's just a generic black and orange wax paper, and you know, people think, oh, that's gross.
That's generic.
People have an association with that and like a nursing home.
Yep.
Or like old people, like maybe
like Werther's Originals.
Like Werther's Originals, a delicious candy. What's wrong?
They make it sound like it's a retired person candy.
Right. You can't have that until you're retired. Oh no, it's delicious.
It's really good.
It's caramel.
It's real good.
Okay, it's delicious.
Blaze is doing a science project about are you influenced by knowing that it's a name brand?
Right. Yeah.
He's gonna have this whole thing where he's gonna have people trying things, and one test group will know that this is name brand and this is this, and will they think that the name brand is automatically better? And the other one will just be completely blind and not know which one's better or which one's not. And will the results be skewed just by knowing that, hey, ooh, this is the name brand stuff? That's the same thing with that candy. It doesn't have a name brand on it.
Right,
it's just like a wrapped up candy, so they're like, it's not good.
I'll tell you what, man, Cheez-Its, you will be able to tell the difference. That's
you will
the
be
one
able to
thing.
Tell the difference of Cheez-Its.
And Fritos.
Yeah, you will be able to tell the difference in Fritos, too. Those will be able to tell the difference on. But some cereals?
Some cereal? No,
some
a lot
cereals,
of cereals
you
can't
be able to tell the difference.
I buy a lot of Kroger brand cereals.
Yeah, and a lot of them are really good, man.
Yeah. Another candy is something that gets overlooked. I think they still make wax lips. I love wax lips.
You've told me this before. I do not like.
I don't blame you for not liking them, but it's.
I love playing with them as a kid, but there's no way I would actually like eat them.
Well, you chew it for a little while and then you spit it out.
I wouldn't do that even. It's just kind of gross. It was just neat to wear them.
When I was in third grade, I had some left over. And I was chewing it in school, and you can imagine the teacher was like, "He's like,
gum.
Hey, what are you doing? Spit that gum out right now!" I said, "No."
Sorry, teach. Check the rule book.
These are wax
Didn't
lips.
Say about wax lips.
And. And he actually had to let me off the hook. He said, okay.
You got me.
Okay. I got to keep chewing because I couldn't stick it to anything.
Yeah,
you can't stick it under the desk.
So we've already gone 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
So I love wax lips. And I don't know if they still make them. I used to have this, my stepbrother had a wax harmonica. I was like, this is very odd. This
that
is very,
very odd.
But I guess you could actually play it a little bit. But then you could take a bite off the end of it, too, if you wanted to.
What's the point of that? This seems like a lot of work.
I don't know. It seems like a lot
of
work.
For something that's going to get just chewed up anyway.
I mean, once you take
I made a wax iPod.
Yeah.
You can download songs. check your email, and then chew on it if you want.
Once you take a bite, you're already missing an octave.
It's gone. You can't... It's over. Yeah. That's silly. That's a waste of time. That guy got fired.
Well, you know, yeah, but somebody...
We spent $30,000 on the wax harmonica project, and all they're doing is chewing them. They're not actually... These aren't sticking around. For... All right, here's something I loved as a kid and hate now.
Yeah, okay.
Raking leaves.
Oh,
as
yeah.
a kid, yeah. raking leaves is fun. Yeah. You make the piles, you jump in them, yep. you put them in the pumpkin bags. As an adult, it's a chore.
You know,
it's not something you want to do.
You know how to get around that?
Mulch them.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just don't do it like I do.
Just don't do it. I got kids now, so I'm just going to have them do it.
Have them do it.
They're going to do it because they can have the fun now.
I've got a giant, giant tree.
Right, I had two trees.
Right next to my house, and that thing, and I just said, whatever.
I had two trees chopped down, and I still have two trees left, and I can't imagine if I still had four trees, the amount of leaves it would be.
You can't get rid of all the trees. You
can't do it. Well, it'll kill us.
It'll kill us.
It'll kill us all if we do that. Yeah, no fun now as an adult.
That's not
There's probably a lot of things like that that I enjoyed as a kid, but now I would look at as work as an adult.
Yep.
Probably a lot of yard stuff.
Yeah, a lot of yard stuff.
Like mowing the lawn? I probably liked that as a kid.
As a kid, it was kind of cool. You could
go out and do some things, got outside.
Now you're dreading having to take that.
I got to do it again. Here's some cool songs to play at Halloween.
Okay. Monster Mash.
There you go. Thriller.
Thriller, yeah.
Nightmare on My Street. Remember that from Fresh Prince?
Nightmare
on My Street, where he had Freddy show up inside the rap song.
Yeah.
And DJ Jazzy Jeff, there's a part where he's like, ah! He screams. Look it up, man. It's funny.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to listen to it.
Yeah, listen to it on Halloween.
You like Will Smith. Come on.
You did.
You everybody liked Will Smith's songs.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me of something.
You know parents just don't understand. You'd listen to it. Yeah. You played it and you laughed.
That reminds me of something.
Play this one and laugh.
Play that one and
Nightmare
laugh.
Nightmare on My Street.
You know
don't
what,
forget about
you it. You know another song?
What's that?
My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me by Ghetto Boys.
That's a good one.
Do you know that song?
Everybody, sometimes I feel like everybody's watching me. That's another
That's another one.
One. For the holiday.
Yeah, that's another one, kind
of. Make a playlist of these.
Make a playlist of five songs.
Speaking of cereals, we were a minute ago.
Yeah.
The Return of Monster cereals.
That's right.
I like Monster
Count
cereals.
Count Chocula.
Frankenberry Booberry.
Frankenberry Booberry.
I know you're not a big sugary cereal guy.
I'm not.
But which one of the three is your pick?
I would have to take, Booberry probably.
I also pick Booberry. Yeah. Although I like Frankenberry.
I know that Count Chocula is out for me.
Yeah.
I'm just not into it. This is like a bowl full of chocolate.
I'm kind of amazed by the people that I always hear saying that Count Chocula is the best. I'm like, you can just do Cocoa Puffs.
Well, people love chocolate.
Just do a Cocoa Puff. Yeah. And it's the same thing almost.
I would just do a Lucky Charms and just get it over with, and
just
do whatever.
Lucky Charm.
But I understand. I had a mail away soap. It was a Count Chocula soap. I assume it was a mail away. I'm not sure, but I had that as a when I was real little, and I
that's another bad idea.
Because
that soap's gonna be gone. It's just gonna be
like
the wax lips.
It was gone. Yeah.
Spend a lot of time on something. It's just gonna go away.
Yeah.
I'm with you on Booberry. It's either Booberry or Frankenberry, because it's something different.
I can't remember the last time I had it, but I would imagine...
It's the best of the three, in my opinion. So that's something I like at the holidays. Let's see what else we got here. What, you got anything written down? Oh, that's right. You didn't write anything down.
No, but I've got it in my head.
What do you got?
Well, I like this weather.
Oh, yeah.
This is my favorite time of year.
It's perfect.
So this is my association with Halloween, is really just like the feel, the leaves changing, the coolness and the crispness in the air, the bonfires, hay rides.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Especially with kids now. I love the hay rides and the pumpkin patches.
Take a hay ride.
It's so much fun.
If you can take a haunted hay ride, that's fun too.
Yeah.
But I love hay rides. I had something else it just escaped me. If I'd written it down, I would remember.
And it's not too hot, not too cold. Like,
it's
you don't
perfect.
Have to wear the coat, you don't have to wear the shorts.
It's
you
perfect.
Just go out and enjoy the nice air. The nights come sooner. Yeah, I'm with you there, man.
The atmosphere of not just the weather, but I don't know. There's a certain feeling in the air. I just can't. It's great. It's short lived here where we live in Ohio. We get a very slim.
And it's super cold.
And then it's winter. Like suddenly. I like hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can have year round, but what they don't have year round.
Start of it right now.
Hot apple cider. Which,
oh my gosh, keep talking.
Do you have hot apple cider? Do you have hot apple cider in your bag right now?
No, I don't. But I have this.
What is that? Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice juniors. My mom sent these
donuts for the show. Well,
I tried one. They're good.
I have one. But I love hot apple cider.
I like pumpkin flavored things.
Pumpkin flavored things.
That's something from Halloween. People always go crazy about the pumpkin spice.
McDonald's has the pumpkin.
Pumpkin pies.
Pumpkin pies.
Oh, so good.
Those are really good.
Those are really good.
Little Debbie's has the pumpkin.
The pumpkin delights.
Delights.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of overboard with the pumpkin flavor on everything now. Yeah. But I love pumpkin flavoring.
You get whatever you.
So I can choose maybe what I want to have.
Maybe someone else doesn't like a pumpkin delight, but they're going to try a latte.
You know what was great as a kid?
What?
When you're trick-or-treating, the houses that gave out the full-size candy bars?
Yeah.
Or the change? Where they had the jar of change, and they would just reach in and drop change in your bag.
Those are the well-off
Sometimes you
places.
Get quarters.
Whoa.
A couple nickels, dime.
Once in a while you get
a buck or two.
Yeah.
And then you got the full-size candy bars? That's crazy.
That's great.
When you walked away with a full-size candy bar, you knew that was the house, man.
That's great.
That was the best one.
You know what else I like?
These donuts.
These donuts. I like carving pumpkins.
That's fun.
It is fun. I don't like, it's a bit mess. It's a mess.
Uh-huh.
But, a few years, I took the seeds and baked them. You salt them and you bake them and you got a nice treat out of it. So.
I like, we're talking about the season and everything, and I don't want to jump to the next holiday, but for me, it's the beginning of the Christmas season.
Yeah.
You know, as we get through Halloween, when that's over, that's it. And Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'm into this, Halloween is here. That's like the beginning of the race. You know, it's the appetizer before the main meal.
Well, you get Halloween, and then you get Thanksgiving.
Yeah, which Thanksgiving is great.
Thanksgiving is great, but you know that means Christmas too.
It just means Christmas is even closer.
So we crammed all these big holidays in the last of the year, and then you have like
New Year's, and then you have. You got Valentine's Day?
There's like 5 months of nothing. Yeah. People are killing themselves. People are actually more suicidal in the first few months.
You brought it down.
Well, around Christmas time,
too. Brought it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Show it down a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's everything I have written down. Oh, I love the return of the Halloween stores, too. Like Spirit Halloween, Halloween Express.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know we're not buying anything when we go in there, usually. We just like looking around.
It's fun to look around.
We just like looking at all the scary stuff that's on the walls and the things that jump out at you. You know?
See what they're making. Look at wigs.
What are kids into these days?
What kind of wigs do they have?
What kind of wigs are they into these days?
Yeah.
What kind of Harley Quinn costume are they going to come out with next?
Yeah.
This one. So, that's it. That's everything I wrote down. Halloween's awesome. Good time of the year. Hope everybody gets out there and either gives out candy to kids. Hey. You know what? If you're at home on Halloween, get some candy and turn on the porch light.
You got real serious.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk.
Don't be a jerk and just sit in your house and not do anything. That's a jerk move.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this show, you're probably pretty cool.
Unless you don't have money.
Unless you don't have money. Even then, find a way. You know, do something.
Find a way.
Sell some books to half price and buy one bag of candy and just use it sparingly throughout the night.
And then get your house egged because you only gave one. One mini bite-sized Three Musketeer.
That's all you had. I get really frustrated with the houses that leave their lights on.
Oh, and then don't.
But then don't actually answer
you
the door.
You can't do that.
Or I hate that. That is so rude.
You got to at least turn the light off.
Exactly. You're making kids come up to your house in the hopes that they're going to get something. And then you're just going to not answer the door.
You're not doing anything.
You're just not doing anything.
They're wasting
turn
precious time.
Turn your light off. Turn your light off. And just that way, I mean, kids don't mess with you. If your light's off, they don't go up to it.
They say, okay, that house isn't doing
that
it.
That house isn't
we'll
doing
move
it.
On.
No big deal. I'll move on to the next one. But if you leave the light on, you're given the expectation that they're going to get something when they get up there.
Yep.
Don't be a jerk. Try and hand out candy. If you're not going to hand out candy, turn off your light.
Hand out cans of lima beans or cream corn if you have
make
it.
Drawings. Make drawings for the neighborhood.
Make a drawing for
make
each
a
kid.
Drawing for each kid. I'm going to take, here's something you could do. Here's a tip for geeks that are on there. If you have a bunch of comics,
these are so good.
And you don't read them anymore. You're not doing anything with them.
Cut all the pages out. Give
cut
each kid a page.
Out.
A page of a comic.
Make paper dolls out of them, and make a paper dollhouse to give to the kids. No, take your comics as long as they're age appropriate for kids. Leave a comic box out with your candy and say, tell the kids to pick out a comic.
Yeah.
Then you're instilling comic books in younger kids. You're getting something cool that's different than other houses.
A lot of shops have a 25-cent bin, too.
Just
and you
load up, man.
Get a few of those.
Take out some cool comics and just have them out there for the kids. I do it every year, and it's a big response every year to have a stack of comics there. The kids are like, wow, a comic book? Can I get a comic book and a piece of candy? And I'm like, yeah, totally. The comics are just a bonus thing. If you want a comic, take a comic.
Eat the candy while you're...
Eat the candy, get it all over the pages, make them stick together, get bugs in the house. It's the best way to celebrate Halloween. Yeah. So do that. Give that a try.
If you're going to hand out canned goods, I want to say this. You always see people handing out lima beans.
Yeah, you always see
and
that.
Stuff.
You always see it.
They give away the things they don't want.
Yep.
Which makes me think, why do you have that in the first place?
I'm guilty of... I've done this.
Why did you get a can of lima beans?
I've done this, too, where I look in the cupboard and I'm like, cream of mushroom? We don't even eat cream of mushroom soup.
No.
What's this doing in here?
Why did you get it?
And then we'll send it off. And I'm like, I feel bad because I'm sending off the things that I didn't want.
Right.
But I bought them. Somebody may want them.
Somebody. Cream of mushroom is actually delicious.
I don't think so.
And you can cook with it.
But I think that's probably why we bought it. It was for something cooking.
Yeah, you can make a casserole with that.
But there were other things in there, like a can of nacho cheese. What? Why did we buy a can of nacho cheese?
Well, you would use nacho cheese, I guess.
Okay, you keep taking every example I have. It's just a can of yams or something.
Okay, now you're getting somewhere.
A can of yams that... I'm never going to use a can of yams. Why don't we buy this?
Yeah.
It's just sitting up here. So,
you get canned goods. People get tricked in the canned goods aisle.
They think that there's a danger that's coming.
I'll take a canned.
Yeah.
I'll take a canned good of this. Get a can of each...
67 cents?
Get a can of each thing down here.
Sure, I'll get one of these canned lima beans.
I'll try lima beans.
Well, we'll have it on the shelf just in case we need it.
Right, that's what it
just
is.
Just in case we need it
Because you don't have to worry about it going bad. We'll have it on the shelf in case.
In case we need it. It'll be here.
You'll never need it.
Never need it.
You'll never need lima beans.
In case we need it. To give to a food drive. That's
right. I think that's what people do.
I think it is.
They're buying...
to have, like... Because they don't want to give out the bean and bacon soup.
Right.
They don't want to give the good... chicken noodle.
Chili beans. How about some chili beans or some...
The kids come home from school. We need to take in 3 canned goods. Well, it's a good thing we were at the store, because I don't want to give up my cream of chicken or my ravioli. But I do have these canned yams. I've got these canned lima beans, and I think I've got some horrible soup that we just grabbed, like pea soup or something that's sitting
split
up here.
Pea.
That would always be emergency cans on the shelf in case there's a food drive that needs stuff. And I feel horrible saying all this because it's terrible to give crap to a food drive.
But that's people buy crappy stuff
to have it on hand.
To do it, I think, to
have it on hand just in case they need to give something to
I'm
the
not
food
saying
drive.
You do. I think some people have actually done that.
I think
that.
I've done it subconsciously.
What are the kind of things that we give to a can drive? Lima beans, creamed corn, a can of hominy.
Turkey spam.
Yeah.
I've got some turkey spam up there.
Right. Because you're not thinking like, oh, well, all this stuff costs the same.
Yeah.
Why not get some good stuff
get
and
some
give
good
that?
Stuff and leave it, because if you had it on the shelf, you'd use it.
Yeah.
If there was a can of cream of chicken soup and it was the last can on the shelf... You'd have the creamy chicken soup.
What can I avoid
if there's
using?
There's a split pea soup on the shelf. Yeah. I'm not having that. I'm not going to eat the soup. I'm just going to leave it until there's a food drive.
What can I avoid using all year long?
This
will be
these items. This'll, you pick out 3 or 4 canned items that you know you're never going to use, so they're on the shelf for when the kids come in and they need the food drive cans. That's what it is.
That's how they do it.
It's a horrible way to be.
So if you're gonna,
it's a really selfish, terrible way to live.
So this year, if you're handing out canned goods, give the. Give the good stuff and save the lima beans for Christmas, Thanksgiving, this year.
All right. Nope, I think that's it for the Halloween theme episode.
That's it. That was fun.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. You always have cool ideas, man. You always have cool ideas
don't,
to tell us.
And don't worry, we're going to do your rap song.
Trust me, we will do the rap song.
We will.
You don't have to worry about that.
I have to...
Unless, don't you worry about the toy list. We worked on it today, okay?
We'll
have the 10 figures.
Hey, all right? We'll get you 10 figures.
Trust me, you'll see the list.
Hey. Believe us.
Hey, we ever lie to you?
Hey, have we ever lied before?
Hey, we ever procrastinated to the point where we forget about doing something?
Hey.
Hey.
Come on.
Yeah, we do it.
All right, everybody.
All right. The Action Features.
James. Mike.